To the Middle East now, the Israeli Defence Minister Israel Katz has just announced a major expansion of the military operation in Gaza. He has said large areas of Gaza will be seized and added to the security zones of Israel. In a statement, Katz said there would be large-scale evaluation of population from areas where there is fighting and urged Gazans to eliminate Hamas and return Israeli hostages as the only way to end the war. It comes as efforts led by Qatari and Egyptian mediators to ceasefire talks back on track have failed to make progress as yet. Joining us now from Jerusalem is Alistair Bunkle, Sky News Middle East correspondent. Alistair, thanks for joining us. What can you tell us about this announcement made this morning by the Israeli Defence Minister?
Well, firstly, there's been very heavy overnight airstrikes and artillery strikes in Gaza, particularly focused on Rafah, which is the city right in the very south, and Khan Yunis, which is Gaza's second largest city. And then this morning, Israel's defense minister, Israel Katz, as you say, has announced that there is an expansion of the Israeli military operation, particularly in Rafah. They're sending in another IDF division, which I gather has already entered Gaza, and they're moving through Rafah now. Now, Katz's statement this morning, which also said that the intention is to capture extensive territory that will then be added to Israel's security areas, has caused a lot of concern and anger amongst the hostage forums here in Israel, who are accusing him and the Israeli government of sacrificing the lives of the remaining hostages in Gaza in order to capture more land. I think Katz, the defense minister, has now issued a bit of a clarification and said this is about putting more pressure on Hamas to release the hostages. But the Israeli military operation, the renewed military operation ever since Israel broke that ceasefire a few weeks back, hasn't yet produced the results that they say they want.
And do we know anything yet about the scale of the planned operation and what's the fate of the population of Palestinians in the areas affected?
Well, the military operation is expanding pretty much day by day. There are evacuation orders for parts of Gaza, new parts of Gaza, almost every day. Yesterday, it was for the entirety of the area in Rafah, which, you know, is a big, big area. And what we've seen is thousands of Palestinians again fleeing with what they can carry with their families to a so-called safe zone, which is on the coast of Gaza, on the western coast, as Israeli forces again move through Rafah in order to, well, I mean, to try and put pressure on Hamas to release the hostages. But from what I gather, I should, you know, repeat, international journalists like myself, we cannot get into Gaza. We're not allowed in by the Israelis. So we have to rely on people we speak to in Gaza, whether it's humanitarian workers, whether it's our own people that we employ to film pictures for us, etc. From what I gather, you know, there is not an awful lot of fighting going on in that Hamas is not putting up much of a fight. This is the Israelis moving through to recapture territory that they had originally done so and then withdrawn from under the ceasefire. In the hope of, I guess, finding hostages as they go along, but if not, putting pressure on Hamas to come back to the negotiating table.
And where are the ceasefire talks at the moment? And what does this latest expansion by Israel mean for those, I wonder?
I mean, the ceasefire talks, there's not a lot of positive news coming from them. There have been various proposals put forward in recent weeks in, you know, of different sort of formats, to see a resumption of the ceasefire and the release of more hostages, but neither Hamas nor Israel can agree on the fundamentals. And ultimately, Israel doesn't yet want to end the war, but wants all of its 59 remaining hostages released by Hamas. Hamas, conversely, say, we will release the hostages. We do want to go back to a state of ceasefire, but you have to agree to ending the war and withdrawing completely. And that remains, I suppose, the big division between the two sides at the moment.
Alistair Bunkle, thank you for joining us from Jerusalem. That's Sky News Middle East correspondent.